What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
I am pure violence. I don't decide peace. Pimp shit. I came with my main bitch and my side piece. I aim it at that side. You can tell that whole side piece. I done hit so many niggas with the side piece that I lost the side piece. Light bulb.
You can take any bar from any verse from any rounds on me, and the crowd will safely say that every round's on me. And after I get that money tonight, I'm heading straight to the bar, and you best believe it's gonna be rounds on me.
You used to be in my wave. I remember the tight in them back days with skinny jeans. Remember the tight in them bullets tight in them paralyzed. Remember the tight in them caught them slipping like my brakes. I wouldn't remember the tight in them, and I'm tight.
I got young guns like the Rockin' Head that'll raise eyebrows like the Rockin' Head. I would've murdered you, and after this round, y'all wouldn't have seen Rockin' Head.
I don't train tyrants. Why talk to this bird nest? He think he cuckoo. So one fly out of them bird's nest, hit him. Hit him to his bird's nest. Pistol whip him, then sit the butt on her head till it crack like a bird's nest. We both.
The Culture with Seven Mitchell. Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio.
Flex, where you at? Clue, where you at? It's going down tonight, you already know. Yo, super salute to all my fellow Battle Rap fans and supporters. Welcome back. You already know what time it is. Well, rocked in with the best. This is the coach of T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell. Salute to each and every one of y'all. Sunday night, primetime, showtime. We got beef on deck. We got so much to talk about. I know we locked in with Battle Rap. This is the home, but man, everybody know. The talk of the town this weekend, Nicki Minaj versus Remy Martin. This shit has been crazy over the last 24 hours. We got to break that down. Of course, we got to keep it a buck, bring it back home with the Battle Rap talk. We got so much to talk about. Gnome 7. We got a couple of announcements from King of the Dot and Born Legacy 5. We got a lot in store, so call us. Y'all know what time it is. Call up 347-989-8102. Joining me out in California, we got my co-host, T7M Radio's journalist, that cool cat, brother Jeff, in the building. Brother, what's popping?
Brother Seven, good evening. Good evening. Once again, we are back. How you doing, brother?
Yo, I am fucking lit. You already know I'm lit. Anytime I decide to go outside the box on prime time, you know what I mean? You know I'm lit tonight. I'm telling you, it's on and popping. You already know.
I can hear it all in your voice, brother. You know I know you very well, and I can tell that you are definitely hyped for this one, so this is definitely going to be interesting this evening.
It's funny because I'm not even really hyped about the actual back and forth between Nicki and Remy, but for some strange reason, because of the hype that this thing has built within the last 24 to 48 hours, I kind of want to expand how I do the culture. I kind of want to bring hip-hop topics into debates that we have as well periodically on the show, especially hot topics like this, because this shit has, like, taken over the internet. Like, it's crazy. And to me, Jeff, I don't know if you actually been, you know, locked in, but the material to me has been trash. Like, Remy Martin's diss sheet was trash to me. Like, she was totally off beat. It made me feel like that Eat the Beat from Nas is so aged out, played out. I just wasn't impressed. I wasn't impressed with the shot Nicki sent. I'm just wasn't impressed really at all. The battery got putting these girls back, of course. We just coming off of that Soulja Boy, Chris Brown bullshit. You feel me? So the battery got putting these girls back to go in to keep something going early on in the year. But it took over the internet by storm. By storm, and so many conversations and debates have been taking place. So I definitely had to bring this up and talk to the streets, get their opinion on who they think is really looking better in this whole war between Remy Ma and the girl Nicki Minaj. We got to bring somebody from New York, of course, get his opinion. We got the shooter in the building. Shooter was popping.
Yeah, what's up, partner? I'm getting on the bus. Partner in the background.
Oh, you all good? What's up, happening? Y'all?
Ain't nothing, man. Last week y'all kept me off the show for the best blog that we had, Free Avert.
Oh man, you know what? I definitely got to get your opinion because you did call in, but you was kind of busy, so I want to get your opinion on that in a second. But real quick, yo, like Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj. I mean, we don't talk about female rap, hip hop too heavy, but I know you've been seeing this shit all on social media, Shooter. Like, yo, what's your thought on what you've been hearing and seeing, and who you think might actually come out in this whole war of words?
Remy.
You got Remy? Was you impressed with the sheet and the track?
It was all right, but, you know, she got a little jail rust. She got to get that off.
Yeah, she could have did better than that. She could have did way better than that. And then, Jeff, the funny thing about it, she's actually on tour, I believe, with Fat Joe as we speak. She did another diss, a freestyle diss, which was kind of dope. That was fire. But the shit that she just dropped, she performed that today and forgot the lines.
Oh, man.
From her own diss song that she just... So, yeah, this is going to get more uglier than, you know, prettier before it's over with, man. Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. I believe I heard the freestyle. I'm not sure, but I believe I heard that one. I haven't heard any of the Nicki ones, though. Sorry to say that, but I did hear one by your girl, but this is going to be a long way before it gets over because it's under the spotlight. It's not going to just go away like that.
It's not, but, and like I say, I just felt like Sheetha was trash. I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't like
right.
the shot that Nicki sent. I thought that was light. But Remy's shit was not that crazy to me. And the internet is buzzing right now. Like, it's bananas how the streets is really talking, and they siding with Remy. You know what I mean? I think it's good for the sport that we got that competition. There's no subliminals. We now know that motherfuckers is really want to go at it, but I need the material to be hotter than that. You feel me? Like, you got to come harder with Ether? Like, that just, well, I don't know who made that, gave her that green light. Like, she got a camp where those niggas should have been talking to Remy. I don't know what the fuck is up with that. Keep it a buck.
I hear you, brother. I think that as far as the streets talking, I think it's more so who's beefing rather than the material. That's probably what's making them more hype than anything else.
You got to keep niggas on or something. Like we said, we just talked about, you know, Soulja Boy, Chris Brown. That shit died down. You know what I mean? Now here we go with some more shit, like, you know.
Do you think this will spark others?
Yo, the crazy thing about this is people need to think battle rap because before battle rap, hip-hop was trash.
But they wouldn't even survive in this culture doing what they're doing right now because of the lack of wordplay. You hear niggas in the streets talking about ghostwriting shit like that now. Like, it's getting kind of crazy to be a, you know what I mean, to keep it a buck. So I don't know, brother Jeff. Yo, this is going to be a tough one, but I just had to really, you know, bring that up because the shit has got the internet on fucking fire.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so, brother. And this thing is not going to end until there is an undisputed winner, I feel.
But they gassing it, though, Jeff. You understand what I'm saying? They gassing this shit because We talking about two girls now. I just feel like I would have known Remy would have come harder than that. That shit was so mediocre to me. And everybody on the internet is just talking about how Nicki did and all that. I'm just like, how? That shit was garbage. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I mean? You backed by Terror Squad. You married the Papoose. Like, yo, you Remy just got to come. That whole look just, come on, man. Now it's Nicki.
Maybe. Right. Maybe, and I know I may be reaching a little bit, maybe she did what she did because that was her, quote, unquote, first round. Maybe there are others that she has under her belt that she just ain't said yet, but like I said, it could be a reach, but it could be true also.
But that's crazy you brought that up, because I was saying to somebody yesterday, I was like, yo, the material that Remy was spitting in the sheet of shit, that shit seemed like shit she been had for Remy. Like, none of that shit was really exclusive. She had a couple little hotlines in there, but that shit just was like, yo, somebody put the battery in Remy back. Love It Hip Hop is over. You know what I'm saying? They had the little shit about her losing the... Yo, it's just so much funny style shit that go on, you feel me? And I'm just like looking back and I'm just like,
Yeah, that's true. And I definitely don't know Remy, but I believe in what you say about the battery, because I just don't take her as someone that would just wake up and go at Nikki like that.
Word. That's a fact. This is the Culture 7, Mitchell T7M Radio. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Press that one button if you want to go on live. Shooter, who you think really right now, moving forward at this point, probably going to have the better career moving forward, Nikki or Remy?
It's with
commercial-wise, Nikki, or street-wise, Remy. It depends if you count sales.
Okay.
Because
you know, don't forget
Nikki
Remy back with Wayne and Gucci and Drake. She back in the mix.
Yeah, because she was taking a whole lot of L's the last relationship. We're not going to talk about that.
Wow. Talk that shit, Shooter. Man. That's crazy, though. So, Shooter, I got to get your opinion, man. Let's go ahead and flip the script real quick. Let's spin the block. Your man A-Verb announced his retirement. I know you really wasn't able to touch down and speak with us last week. But what's your thoughts on your man retiring, hanging that jersey up?
He do not need to go. It's not his time to go. Lux needs to come down from whatever heavenly gate he on and come get this work from him and Daylight. A-Verb got at least 6 good battles left in him. It's not time to go.
Jeff, you is a big Lux supporter. Do you want to see Lux
yes,
and Verb before I even speak on that?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I didn't want to see it. I definitely didn't want to see it because I truly believed that A-Verb didn't deserve that shot. But with the tables turning and him threatening to leave, my mind has made a miraculous 360. Now I would like to see that.
Let me ask you something. I got to ask Shooter, since this is his guy. You know what I mean? And I should be asking Verb this directly. But I'm going to ask Shooter straight up. What the fuck is Verb going to do if he retires? What is this nigga going to do? What is he known for? What other skill set does A-Verb have that's going to generate him some income? He called himself Captain Marketable. What is your man going to do if he hang the jersey up, Shooter?
I don't know, but his music is all right. I ain't going to lie. For a battle rapper, he make all right music. But I don't know. Maybe getting movies, do reality TV, something. But he needs to stay. There's no reason to go. If Chester gets A-Rock, he can get Lux.
You are on drugs. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard you say, Shooter. Reality TV for A-Verb. Who do you think this guy is? Like, he a superstar now? Like, he belong on VH1, Love in St. Louis? That's what we doing?
He Captain Marketable.
Captain Marketable. Cut the crap.
Yo, you got to look at it like this, right? Every call that A-Verb is on has drawn attention like no other. A-Verb is one of the most talked about topics in battle rap. You see what he just did to a West Coast legend.
Cut it out. Here y'all go throwing that legend word around. Your Thesaurus to me is not a legend. Brother Jeff bring up Tom Served every week. Talk to me about Tom Served with Thesaurus, but that's it. Thesaurus is
wait,
not
wait.
That guy. And are we
How
wait a minute.
Look?
Wait a minute, Shooter. Look at your guy's resume over these past 3 to 5. All right? Tell me that your man has not taken a decline since we first seen Verb, or at least since the Hitman battle, overall.
He has.
So why does he deserve Lux? Because we don't have that many names left?
No. He 3-0, sir.
Who?
Verb.
Oh, you on drugs. You on drugs. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Listen. Verb, before he need to go, he need Lux, he He needs Rock. He needs the Smoke DNA, and he needs that Clips rematch. It has to happen. If K-Rock got it, he needs to get it.
Now, we're going to speak on T-Rock in a second because he got a dope Gnome 7 battle. But I like how you danced around this whole Calico battle. Y'all do not want Calico. Y'all do not want to see Calico. Why?
I want to see Calico go to King of the Dot and take on Diz.
But you don't want to. You don't want your man Verb to stand in front of Calico for the best of the Midwest. Y'all keep dancing around that battle.
Let it happen. But this is what you need to do. If that battle needs to happen, it don't need to happen in New York. It needs to happen in the Midwest. Somebody call Quest McCody, get him on the line, and tell him to build a card around that battle. That is not a New York battle. It does not need to go down here.
I'm going to holler at Quest McCody after the show because you know they got the Power event coming up in a few months. That might be a good look. We might have to get you some publishing off of that deal, shoot.
If I get publishing, they got to throw some of the money in T7M because this is where I get my voice from. So, hey.
Mr. Ray Zellia, we're going to build a motherfucking GoFund for T7M Radio, brother Jeff. We're going to go ahead and build a damn GoFund and we're going to let Shooter run that shit. What you think about Lux and not Lux, brother Jeff, A-Verb and Calico, you know, going down?
I would love to see that. I would love to see that. Man, I'm trying to imagine it as I'm speaking, and it's kind of blurry because I never really thought of it until you brought it up. But I would love to see that, and I would love to see it exactly where the Shooter said it should be. If that goes down, I think he would change his mind and stay if he took that as a last battle.
Both of y'all need to be drug tested. Y'all have watched battle rap long enough to know the greatest battles go down on the URL. Period.
Well,
period.
It can go down on URL.
And that's New York.
It can go down on URL as well.
Yes.
But I need that to happen.
But it has to be main stage. There's no main stages in St. Louis. Where are you going to take that battle at? Let me ask you, Shooter, where would you take the battle if it's not New York on Summer Madness or Nome? Where else would that battle be?
It needs to go down in Detroit. Detroit needs to have some type of festival or something where it goes down in Detroit. And before we finish this, where's B-Dot at? Tell him to stand in front of somebody that got that smoke. Tell B-Dot to stop playing. Well, he did the Cortez. Yeah, it was wonderful. But come get that smoke, B-Dot. Stop playing.
That's your man right there, brother Jeff. You want to speak on B-Dot, West Coastin?
He's about the only one I will speak on. That boy is bad. The boy got his stuff together. That can definitely happen. That could definitely happen, and that would be another one that I'd like to see. Him and Cortez, I felt a little tension in the air right there, but he definitely did his thing on that. But, yeah, B-Dot, definitely, definitely. Everyone else down here,
Word. Now, your man Young Ill, speaking of St. Louis, Young Ill was just announced to be on King of the Dots, I think new Blackout card coming down. What's your thoughts on Young Ill touching King of the Dot, Shooter?
Well, people need them plates, man. If King of the Dot want to give them that look, give them that look. But another thing, since you mentioned King of the Dot, we need to mention how my boy Head Ice about to wear that gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good chance Ice might get that chain over Rome. But is Ice marketable enough to keep that chance?
Yes. I'm going to tell you why. Well, there's so many different looks for them. Because look at Blackout 8. Ice versus Big K for the chain.
Francis Lewis Boulevard and Jamaica Avenue.
I'm with you.
Or they could do a World Domination 8 or 7, whatever one they up to. Ice versus Big K. Get Big K in Canada.
What? You know what? You know what? I hope you miss your bus stop. I hope the driver just keeps going. I hope you miss your stop. Why do you keep mentioning Big K on my show? I'm not sold on Big K. We do this every month, Shooter.
Yo, Big K will knock K-Rock, Luigi, T-Top, and Briz out the water.
Wow. Wow. He's so disrespectful. I'm not even going to take it there. Yo, when we come back on the Culture Bear, we're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. When we come back, we got to talk about that Cave Gang, T-Rock versus Chess, Gnome 7. It's going down April 8th, part of that big-time Gnome 7 event, along with T-Rex and K-Shine. Shit is going to be crazy, Brother Jeff. They lining this card up so right. So we're going to chop it up about that when we come back here on the Culture T7M Radio. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Best of 7 Sports Talk with 7 Mitchell on T7M Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 347-989-8102. And follow us on social media, T7M Radio on YouTube.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
Yo, my blunt is lit. This is the coach of T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell callers. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Springtime around the corner, Brother Jeff. People, make sure if y'all have not done so already, make sure y'all follow us everywhere on social media. We like super lit right now at T7M Radio. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Definitely appreciate that. April 8th, Gnome 7, fellas, we talked about this with the K-Shine versus T-Rex battle. Couple more battles that got added to the card, namely T-Rock versus Chess. Brother Jeff, I got to get early predictions from you on this before we end the show. What's your thoughts on that matchup and who you got?
We're talking about Rock and Chess.
Yes, Rock and Chess, Gnome 7, April Leaf. It's already going down.
Yes, man, that's very interesting. Very interesting. Two great talents. However, I do believe that T-Rock will definitely take this. Chess is no joke. We all know that. We've known that for a while. But in terms of, you know, presence, et cetera, delivery, everything like that, I do believe that T-Rock will take this, and hopefully this won't happen, but you know, Chess does has a tendency to get sick in big stage, big room events, so hopefully that won't happen this time, but all in all, right at this second, I'm definitely going with Rock. He will be the most comfortable.
I want you and Shooter to walk with me for a minute. Because I'm looking at T-Rock's resume, right? We done had conversations about this guy being the legend, this, that, and the third, him giving people a shot, who he should be battling. We done had mad conversations about T-Rock for the last 3 to 4 months. I know on paper, and I know on cam, T-Rock versus Chess is a dope matchup. But I want y'all to sit back and think for a minute, and I'm going to get your opinion, and I get the Shooter's opinion as well. Do you think this matchup with Chess is punishment for him battling on UW? Because I'm thinking, even though this matchup will be fire, and we know Chess's box office, like, this should be crazy. But I'm thinking, like, look, Rob Nitty, Ill Will, Briz Rothstein, John, T-Rock has given so many niggas shots within these last year. It's time for him to strictly get names that, you know, Calico, Verb, Hitman, nothing but them. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing but the elites at this point. He get this Chess battle. You know, if he beat Chess, to me, it's like, you know, he supposed to did that. Even though Chess is crazy. This don't do nothing in his ranking, if you ask me. Like, you think this is punishment for him battling on UW against Arsenal and Sharon?
You know what, I never thought of that, but the more I think about it, it may just be a coincidence. That's a good analogy that you gave, though. I think with him battling Chess, it may just be a step back in terms of but another class that was beneath his class that he never got a chance to get to. That's what I'm thinking. But with what you just said, could very well be the case.
You know, Tay-Rock was URL's, you know, their shooter, their hitter. Now Chess might be that next guy. You know what I'm saying? Shooter, what's your opinion? Do you think this is punishment for Tay-Rock, or do you think all around the board this is just a good look?
It don't do nothing for Rock at all. But I got Surf Jr. 3-0, and in the first round, he's going to talk about paying fake money for the plastic bowls that Chess used to eat at us. He going to say, yo, I paid with a 20 with Obama on it for your soda bottles.
Yo, you are so disrespectful. What's up with this Surf Jr. shit? Like, what? I'm sorry to agree.
I'm sorry to agree with the shooter. The shooter is dead on.
Surf beat T-Top. You think Surf Jr. not going to beat Chess? Come on.
Where do we get the comparison to Tay-Rock and Surf?
Did you seen that first round against Run Nitty, right?
Cut it out. Are you kidding me?
All I heard was Surf cadences and all that. I'm like, wow, I didn't know Surf battle on Nitty. If I would have closed my eyes and watched that battle, I'd have sworn Surf was on the stage.
Just way out of pocket. Yo, we got to reach out to the streets, man. The lines is lit. We got New York in the building. 917, looks like the homie Grail in the building. Grail, what's popping, G?
You already know. We're shaking, bro. T7 on the fucking radio.
I can't take these guys, man. They are so disrespectful tonight, man. Appreciate you calling up. We chopping it up. Yo,
yeah,
breaking it down. We talking Gnome 7. Tay-Rock versus Chess just got announced a couple days ago. What's your thoughts?
Salute to that. I feel like it's kind of early. I feel like my nigga Rock taking a lot of battles. I think my nigga Rock should have just chilled out for Gnome 7 and then just popped up on Summer Madness 7. But, hey, I know that Seti be calling. So, you know.
Uh-huh. Word. Who you got in that battle? No, definitely.
I mean,
we were just talking about that.
I want to, in all honesty, I haven't seen, like, Chess get through, like, a battle yet. So, I'm wondering with the more experienced Tay-Rock, my nigga, 2-1.
Okay.
There it is.
So, check this out, Grail, because I was asking the fellas before you called up, you know, Tay-Rock battled on UW against Arsenal and Jerome. Even though the battle against Chess would be a good look, I think there might be punishment from smacking them. You know what I mean? Not giving them that conceited hitman look right now. You know, a little bit of punishment for him battling it over there. What's your thoughts on that?
I feel that too. Like, I be feeling like a lot of that shit is like that, to be honest with you. I be feeling like, yo, it doesn't matter what matchups you tweet. It doesn't matter who you keep telling URL, yo, this is who we want to see. They got in their plans who they want to shine and glisten already. It doesn't matter even what the outcome of the battle is. Like, they, like, was perfectly right when he was like, the loser don't really jump. You just probably get a better battle. Like,
word.
That's how I feel like. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you punishing them, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? You went away from daddy. You went away from the league. You know what I'm saying? You talk about URL for life, but if you want UW battling, how can you scream URL for life? You can't be in between.
That's facts. I couldn't say that shit
no
better
sense.
Myself. That's
so,
all.
So what that is like? That's like smack wifey and Austin's like the side chick. Like, what the fuck was going on? Like,
wow.
It's gonna be interesting.
Wow. Very.
Real quick, Grail. We were talking about it at the top of the show. I know we usually don't bring hip hop into this. But you know the whole Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma shit been just jumping off the last 24 hours. What's your thoughts on what you hear and who you think looking the best right now?
That, yo, she could sound like it was recorded with Roxanne Shanté, like around that era or something like that.
Who we talking about?
Yo, the Remy Ma, like, on the Ether shit, that shit sound like, it sound funny. Like, she sound offbeat. Like, it sound a little weird, but, like, in this whole situation, I feel like Remy's winning right now. I feel like the people are waiting for their moment to turn on Nicki Minaj. And I feel like this is that moment where we going to turn. Like, that's what it is. That's just what it is. No more me.
They gassing,
no more nothing. Exactly. Like, you're going to run back. Like none of these – everybody was sitting there, yo, Remy killed it. Remy did this. But ain't none of these niggas going to buy that Remy Ma album. Y'all just waiting. Y'all like controversy. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
We were just talking about that. You know, the Soulja Boy Chris Brown shit just died down. They had this shit jumping off a week later. Chris Brown just announced that the fight was off last week. I mean, we knew that shit wasn't legit, but, you know, that shit went online last week. Now this week, you know, we got this.
And that's what I be saying. In the industry, in the rap industry, and in the battle rap industry, it be a lot of fucking pump faking going on. Like, a lot of, like, images, like, fake little images, like.
Now, speaking of pump faking and battle rap, I dropped a blog this morning, but I wanted to get – it was some parts that I had left out. So I got to do the blog over again because it was some key parts that I left out that I wanted to bring in. It's called Corny Shit and Bad Rap. I had to kind of get into
some shit.
Man, well, I appreciate that.
I love part one.
I got to do this whole thing over because, like I said, yo, even in part one, it was just a lot of more detailed stuff that I wanted to break down. But, you know, through and through, I mean, y'all fellas been locked in forever. Like, y'all know, yo, this shit just been getting corny all across the board. Fans, rappers, league owners, media, every single day, it's some corny shit.
Yo, for real. Like, when you said there's a guy, there's a blogger, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to give you no type of fame, but I know who you're talking about, that do they blog just like DJ Academics. Matter of fact, we're all going to tell you, because I don't do the Piper Boy. Exactly.
Boy.
I don't do the sub shit, so we gonna get direct. Piper Boy Williams, all your blogs are just like DJ Academics.
That's Academics. That's Academics style.
All day.
And I'm
academics
not in.
Academics is daddy.
That's facts right there. But one thing I will say is this. I don't like you taking nobody else's style. I don't give a fuck what genre you take it from. But at least nobody in battle rap was doing that. You understand what I'm saying? He took that formula. It was popping for Academic. He took that formula. That's fine. What I don't like what niggas be doing is when they be mentioning other bloggers' names to do blogs.
Let's talk about
that. That shit is crazy.
Let's talk about that real quick. I'm tired of niggas in their descriptions like it be this blogger against Angry Fan or this blogger against. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. We don't do the subs. Battle Truth against Jay Black or Battle Truth against Angry Fan. Like, my nigga, like, y'all be using other, like, get off another nigga's dick. Like, pretty
that
much. Like, you trying to use another nigga's shit to get views. Like, come on.
That's
bro.
All it is. That's all it. And then the fucked up part about it, the niggas, now, I have not listened to it, but I have seen a couple different things with Angry Fan and Battle Truth. But niggas are using other niggas' names but won't do no collaboration projects with each other for whatever reason.
Yeah, I feel like it don't – exactly. I feel like it's more like it's not a collaboration. It's more to, like, look down on him or, like, pick on him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. It's not like to big a nigga up. It's to keep you down, like. That's what I feel like.
Or the nigga could feel like that niggas might be the biggest threat. I mean, a nigga's another nigga that is kind of gimmicky. You know what I mean? And the Battle Truth nigga's kind of gimmicky, so the nigga Angry Fan could feel like he might be a threat to him. Or, you know, who knows? My whole thing is this. I like when media collaborate. This is what should happen. But don't be using other niggas' energy and all that. We was never doing that. Like, back in the day when we was, You know, Chris and Jay and Caps, niggas wasn't using other niggas' names to generate buzz and shit like that. That shit is, that's some old new shit. I don't really get that. And then you also
I
got
don't
these
respect
other,
that shit.
This shit is crazy. This shit is just crazy.
Yeah, for real. But, bro, I feel like what you just said is perfectly correct. Like, I feel like they feel as he's a threat because the OG told me that they only monitor your moves when they hit it. So.
That's bad traffic, man.
Look how you get niggas that you never seen before just come out of nowhere with buzz. It's like, I think niggas be threatened by you know, people like Angry Fan, you know what I mean, and what he have. And you know, when I feel like certain platforms put niggas in position to be competition with him.
Yeah.
Like if the, mm-hmm. like if the URL got a problem with what he doing, they'll find a nigga who might not really be that nobody know and really build, really make this nigga into something. Create, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like that shit corny.
Yo, I feel like they do the same thing. I feel like one minute they'll have Angry Finn on the show, and then another minute they might not feel something he said about their brand. They'll get somebody. They'll put a battery in the back of a nigga like Rome DMV or somebody. Somebody that nobody never really fucked with, but once they start getting behind him and co-signing him, now everybody's like, "Oh, Rome DMV, Rome DMV." Like, oh, I don't give a fuck about that nigga. Like, where
I've
like,
seen, I've seen, and I've never got an opportunity. I think I've got an opportunity to watch 1 minute of one of his projects that he did, but I didn't know who he was. I never had heard of him before. I saw a post in one of the groups. They were talking about, you know, who is the next best blogger up, and some people were saying his name, and you know,
no,
I was like,
God.
Well, you know, salute to that. But I'm like, well, where did he come from? Like, where's the material? Because I have never really seen nothing. But then I seen a lot of the, you know, the URL camp kind of backing him. So I was like, okay, maybe there's a machine behind that whole situation, and maybe, you know, niggas been put in place to be competition for, you know, motherfuckers that they got issues with. There's so much shit go down. Yo, I done seen radio shows be created because of corny
yeah.
shit. Like, yo, a lot of, man, it's a lot of shit. That's why I say I really wanted to do this blog over, get a little bit more. Throw me a name. You throw me it. Not really any rapper's name, but you throw me any league's name, any blogger's name, any media platform, I got a story. I mean, real facts.
Facts, bro.
That's
only crazy. Do this shit. Only reason why I feel like they really be behind on DMV like that, because in the midst of, I don't know about you, but I feel like they trying to turn this whole DMV into like the whole new Midwest movement, and you can't do that shit. That's what I feel.
I see this. I see this DMV versus New York shit going down. That's gonna be part of Born Legacy 5 of the 2-on-2. I've been seeing a lot of DMV versus this, that, and the third for the last 2 months now. I'm not really sure. And I'm in Baltimore. We don't really be talking DMV. We don't talk or rep really
no.
DMV here. You know what I'm saying? But it's like in this area, I don't even know who the roster would be to be even going up against niggas from New York or the West or Midwest. Like, we got Danger Zone, Tay Rock, Tyler, you know, just to name a few. You know, those are really the biggest names. Like, outside of that, there's definitely some spitters in the DMV area,
yeah.
But I don't know if that's a really, you know, maybe I just got to do my homework on that shit, but you're right. It seemed like they just be pushing a lot of shit. And this is not taking no shots at the nigga Rome, in my opinion. If the nigga is dope, more power to the nigga.
Fuck that
support
nigga.
The nigga 100%. But my whole thing is just that don't talk about the nigga caps. You know, don't – you a fuck with the nigga, then as soon as you got an issue with the nigga, you'll run away from his platform. But
yeah,
he's
exactly. It's like, soon as,
if you don't fuck with him –
like, they'll fuck
know,
with him. Yeah, they'll fuck with him. But then if he say something about Jack Boy Maine or Rada, they'll turn their back on him. Like,
and I get it. I get it. That's their product. You don't want nothing shitting on your product. But that nigga have kept an unbiased opinion at an extent since niggas came to know him. So it's just like, yo, how do you
right.
feel like you? How you expect that nigga to switch up? You ain't got that nigga on payroll.
Right.
And y'all niggas Back, have been dissing bro. Each other. It's a lot of corny shit, yo. It's a lot of corny shit. We can be all night, yo. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, yo. Appreciate y'all fellas calling up. I told you, when we get this corny shit, yo, I'm telling you, I could go on forever, brother Jeff, man. It's just ridiculous. I'm going to keep it a buck.
You know I know, brother. You know I know.
You know, Shooter, you know, Shooter know as well. A lot of corny shit been going down. And has
oh,
been.
Yeah.
Shooter know. Listen. Before this show end, I'm going to say this. No disrespect, Seven. Get that DMV movement the fuck out of here. You cannot be no damn new Midwest. So the Midwest had Big T, Calico, Verb, Hitman, Young Ill. Who the fuck the Midwest got?
prepping is moving in, no homo. Like, yo, get up out of here with that, man.
This is what I'm going to do, because I'm going to go into T7M Radio Facebook Debate Group. If y'all have not made it in there, make sure y'all join the Facebook Debate Group. We definitely look forward to chopping it up and y'all debating with y'all. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can come up with the roster for Maryland, like some solidified hitters, and I'm going to see who y'all match niggas up against, because I'm kind of lost, Shooter. I'm with you. I don't know who we got really to go up against these niggas.
Hey,
nobody.
Yo,
they forcing them.
The
DMV
don't even have a movement. Yo, Prep is talking because Nunu Nelson's manager. We still don't know what she do for URL.
It's crazy.
Like Tommy on Martin.
Yo, Jeff, you a fool.
Like, we don't even know what Nunu or that white dude in the background do for URL. But they at every event.
Talk this shit.
Yo, like Seth said, they don't got no roster. They're forcing the roster on us.
And then wait. This whole 2-on-2 thing was trash. If you really wanted to get technical, give my man Dougie a shot and give him a 1-on-1. Nobody want to see no 2-on-2. And who's Snake Eyes, man?
Yo, they got it in the plans for NYC to go up there at Born Legacy 5 and get a race, bro. It's in the cards for Dougie and Snake Eyes to lose. I'm telling you.
You think so?
Dougie, my guy. I seen Dougie in person.
I feel like they want him to lose. Like, look at everything. If you look at anything with previously from anybody from the DMV that's up and coming that they promote, they put him up and get somebody from New York so they can get a race, yo. It's in the cards already.
Interesting, man.
Look at Riderverse. Look at Riderverse Snake Eyes. What happened?
And Snake Eyes is nice too.
Exactly. Look at Twerk. Look at Twerk versus Dougie. What happened?
I know one thing. I'm not going to let you New York niggas and you California niggas call up my show disrespecting my DMV niggas. So what I'm going to do.
Yo, we got love for you, bro. Yo, bro, it's all love. It's all love.
I'm
going to
do my homework.
Like, you got to bring the real.
I'm going to do my homework, and I'm telling you, I'm going to have a nice little lineup for you niggas by next week. So y'all better fucking get y'all's fucking, y'all get y'all tapes right.
Yeah.
You already know. Please. All right, this is the Culture 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio, man. Appreciate y'all locking up with us. Again, subscribe to the YouTube channel at T7M Radio. Follow us everywhere on social media at T7M Radio. Y'all stay safe. We back at it next Sunday at 8 o'clock. You already know what it is. Fellas, y'all be good, man. We out of here.
Out.
One.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.